was silent. I thought he mocked me. "Come, Jane. Come hither. Your bride stands between us." He rose and with a stride reached me. "My bride is here," he said, again drawing me to him, "because my equal is here, and my likeness. Jane, will you marry me?" Still I did not answer, and still I writhed myself from his grasp, for I was still incredulous. "Do you doubt me, Jane?"
"Entirely."
"You have no faith in me?"
"Not a whit."
"Am I a liar in your eyes?" he asked passionately. "Little sceptic, you shall be convinced. What love have I for Miss Ingram? None, and that you know. What love has she for me? None, as I have taken pains to prove. I caused a rumour to reach her that my fortune was not a third of what was supposed, and after that I presented myself to see the result. It was coldness, both from her and her mother. I would not, I could not marry Miss Ingram. You strange, you almost unearthly thing, I love you as my own flesh. You, poor and obscure and small and plain as you are, I entreat to accept me as a husband.